here, this is a letter in the Holy Letters of Rebbe, Volume 5. This is letter number 1291. Baruch Hashem, this is dated the 13th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing this to the administration, those who administer the Chabad institution in the Holy Land, Tibana V'Sekoyna, Hashem Aleim Yichu Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says like this, I'm responding to your question. What is my opinion? How should you organize the institutions and how should be the administration of them? I've already said my opinion and I've already written about this at length, relatively speaking, in my letter to Agudas Chabad, to the Chabad group, dated on the 24th of Sivan, Tovshin Yud Aleph, that's almost a year ago, half a year before that. And the Rebbe says, I'm going to come now and I'm going to be more articulate, at least briefly. In general, the Rebbe says there's two categories about it. What's going on the inside, and what's the face, what we do for the outside. What's the inside, how it works, the structure, and what we show the outside. Number one, when it comes to matters of the inside, according to my view, it's good and proper that every institution should be autonomous on its own. I guess maybe the question there was, should it all be one under one umbrella, one organization, or it should be separate? So it says autonomous should be everybody, every institution should have its own autonomy. And they should be directly reporting to the United States, to the Rebbe. So each institution reports to the Rebbe. And that does not mean that there should not be some kind of a control or some kind of inspection from another person in charge or another institution above them, that the activities of the control should be also to directly report back to the Rebbe, to New York. So that doesn't conflict with that, but all what it means is that each institution is independently like it's its own franchise, its own operation. But yet, as opposed to the appearance towards the outside, we don't want it to be like 100 different institutions towards the outside. So in many matters, it's absolutely necessary, and in some matters, at least it's better, that should be one representative representing all the institution. And that is the position, and this job is the Agudas Chabad, which means that the Agudas Chabad, the general Chabad umbrella, is the face that you show for the outside. Any time that you need something, this is the Chabad institution, which includes all the individual institutions, which will sign in the name of Chabad of all of Israel. And the Rebbe says, I am emphasizing here that it's the signature of Chabad on them, because this is only talking about if you sign it off as Chabad. But there is many matters that the Chabad people in Israel should run in a neutral way, not as Chabad representative. There's other activities which should be done on their own. And in matters like that, if it's a mixing in of the Agudas Chabad, can actually hurt it and not do better for it. Number three, what comes out from all the above? Since Agudas Chabad needs to represent all the various different institutions towards the outside, it must be that in the administration of Agudas Chabad, there shall be a representative from each one and one of these institutions. And based on what they wrote about the membership in the administration of Agudas Chabad, it seems that in the leadership, in the administration, there is a representative from each one of the institution. Number four, Agudas Chabad does not mix in as a demand, as a command, in the inner workings of any of the institutions. as opposed to as a command. You want to give advice, the local institution can either accept it or reject it. You could advise them, but you are not to give them instructions that they have to follow your instructions. The membership of the various different administration of the institution, so the Rebbe says, for now, I'm suggesting, and the Rebbe points out the names, who should be over there. Number six, this inspection and the control, it is self-understood that those who are going to be controlling and checking over and looking over inspections, they need to be penetrated with love of Hasidim and brotherly love. And as people of that control, for now, the Rebbe said, I'm suggesting the following. Number seven, what is the objective of the control? Is giving advice, attesting, and to stand and to be constantly with a contact over here and to notify what's taking place in that institution. But they don't have the power to change the decisions of the leadership of that institution. Self-understood, number eight, that the leadership, the administration of every institution, every moysed, it's responsible, and they need to take all necessary steps for the development and for the financial, for the existence, and for the development of each institution. This is something very simple, the Rebbe says. It seems this is so simple, but I need to write this out very specifically because there are some institutions that are going and being destroyed. And it seems like that the leadership of the yeshiva is sitting there with their arms folded. And what they excuses, what they say is, as the Mishnah says, Ma lonu l'tzar azois, why do we need this whole trouble? And they just, you know, it's too much problem, so they just sit and don't do anything. So the Rebbe says, it's a tremendous negligent. The great negligence that lies in that kind of an attitude is clear, and no evidence is necessary, is sufficient for those who understand. I ask, the Rebbe says, to each one of the institutions that I mentioned above, after you read and you will debate all the above that was said over here, to verify receiving of this letter and to make your observations and everything that is done in all the above with blessings of success in the holy work with the Rebbe's signature. And you see here how the Rebbe clearly guided and directed and wanted to have that each of the institutions should be its own decision making, but yet should have a general roof organization that is going to represent everybody. And the Rebbe does not want that this roof organization to dictate their opinions to those, but to give an advice, yes, but not to dictate. And the Rebbe also is very much report to the Rebbe, you know, what's going on over there, and if you can give advice, you can help. People that have that responsible job, the Rebbe wants them to be full with brotherly love, with care, and not to have, you know, God forbid, their own agendas and things like that. Very, very powerful and very, very clear word.